And a call to order the Early Childhood Finance and Policy Committee. It's on. Mike's. You can still hear me, I know that. But we'll get it on for the record. Oh, there we go. Okay. Call to order the Early Childhood Finance and Policy Committee. I know many members have conflicts. What we're going to do today is we're going to discuss the bill. Amendments are due tomorrow by 10:30, and then we will also have some testimony today. So I think all of you that need to come and go, do that as you need to, and make sure you, if you have any amendments, that you get them in by tomorrow. First, we're going to have Emily go and go over the spreadsheet, and she also has to go to another committee. So, Ms. Adrians?
Madam Chair and members, I'm sorry about that. So if you do think about questions later, if you have a chance to look over the spreadsheet, you can contact me at any time, and I'm happy to talk about it. We did not do that many changes, actually, so it's fairly straightforward. Just to reorient you to the spreadsheet again, on the first page, it's the programs that the committee has that's in the Department of Education. And so here, this is where the governor's differences, the governor's recs are in the first columns, and then the House recommendations are in the columns over to the right. And so the governor recommended making some changes with doing the payment shifts, and the committee bill does not have the payment shifts in it. The governor also recommended doing some unallotment ratifications and program reductions to two programs, Educate Parents Partnership and Kindergarten Entrance Assessment. And the committee bill does not include those items either. So if you look at page 2, these are the programs, the child care programs from the Department of Human Services. And the governor did a number of things that that have been talked about. And so those are listed on here. And then for the House recommendations, the only change you'll find on lines 52 and 53, and this is to do the refinancing of the basic sliding fee underspending. So essentially what it does is it takes $7.5 million that would have gone back into the basic sliding fee program, and it refinances it out of the TANF program. So the reduction of $7.5 million from the general fund in 2011 is replaced with $7.5 million from TANF. So the net effect on the program, it still receives the $45 million that was its base for fiscal year 2011. It's just the general fund money is replaced with TANF money. And then that is the only fiscal change in the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Thank you. If you do have questions, you know how to reach Emily, and she can help with that. Should have in introducing the bill. I wanted to make sure you got out in time, but just to say, I think this is a really good bill, members, and I want to thank all of you for your participation and for hopefully your support. A couple of things. I think this moves early childhood education. Oh, pardon me. Do you have a question about the
I'm sorry,
spreadsheet,
I'm
Representative
Thank
Downey?
You. Yes. Just real briefly, the ECFE payment shift, is that actually so it doesn't affect the previous shift. This would be simply not including the governor's additional shift. Is that a fair representation?
Ms. Adrians?
Madam Chair and Representative Downey, I think so. What the governor did in his unallotments in July of 2009, that's already been done, so that's part of the base. And so by not doing anything at this point, it is maintaining the 90-10 split, essentially. Does that make sense? So the way the numbers look is it's the 73-27 split was kind of what the governor did, and then the House recommendation at this point in time does not ratify that in a sense. So it's not doing 73-27 ongoing.
So we're, Representative Downey, we're waiting for the unallotment lawsuit and see what the results are, and our bill will go through finance, and then it will join, the K-12 part will join Representative Greiling's bill, the HHS part will go with Representative Huntley, and then in that process somewhere. Hopefully we get the results and then we can figure out what we're going to do from there. But it may be during either the conference committee part of Representative Greiling's bill, or, you know, it's not exactly clear to us in the process, as you know. Okay. Thank you. So a little bit just to say about the bill. This is a good bill. And some of the things that are in there, there are several provisions aimed at making Minnesota meets its goal of having every child school ready by 2020, which I think is the big thing this committee wanted to do. And I know with all our committee work, it's been kind of a tough year, but I think in this one, we can talk about three things. We're directing the governor's Early Childhood Advisory Council to set up the Early Care and Education Report Card. And that's Representative Nornes's bill. I think that's going to be very good. It repurposes $500,000 in federal funds to help child care providers improve quality in preparation for a statewide quality rating system. That was my bill. You all remember that. And hopefully that we get all these all the way through. That will go with the HHS part. And directing the governor's advisory council to make recommendations about how to screen and assess children earlier to offer more effective intervention when necessary. So I think, again, very important, but just starting the process of assessing little kids and what we should be doing. The one issue, as you heard, is with the one-time cut. It is a one-time cut, but nevertheless a cut. But for the most part, our bill stays whole, which I think is very good and very good for early childhood overall. With that, Ms. Pugnelli, do you want to go through the bill?
Madam Chair and members, I will go through the delete everything amendment that I think everybody has. It's the H3225DE1. Starting on page 1, actually the first three sections on pages 1, 2, and 3 are from the MDE policy bill, House File 3407. And these first three sections have to do with charter schools and the early childhood health and developmental screening program. This is just requiring charter schools that offer the screening program to comply with the requirements of the program. On page 3, section 4 of the bill is from Representative Slawick's bill, House File 3470, and it just requires, it changes the membership for the State Advisory Council on Early Education and Care, adding the Commissioner of Health or the Commissioner's designee to the membership of that advisory council. Section 5, at the bottom of page 3 and continuing on to page 4 and 5, is a combination of House Files 3470 and 3471. Those were Representative Slawick and Representative Nornes's bills adding duties to the Advisory Council on Early Education and Care, requiring the council to create the statewide school readiness report card and to make recommendations on how to screen earlier and comprehensively assess children for school readiness. Section 6 on page 5 is from the MDE policy bill again, House File 3407, and this just changes some of the program requirements for the school readiness program. On page 6, sections 7, 8, and 9 also have to do with changing program fees, eligibility, and uses of revenue related to the school readiness program, and these sections were all from the MDE policy bill. Page 7, Article 2, starts in the middle of the page, and this is the section related to the article related to child care. Sections 1 and 2 are from Representative Kulik Jackson's House File 3220 that changed some requirements within the child care assistance program related to verification of information and redeterminations, and these were recommendations from the child care task force. Page 9 of the delete everything amendment, section 3 is from Representative Slawick's House File 2760, which directed some federal funds to be used for the quality rating system, training, coaching, consultation, and supports. Section 4 requires that the changes made to the redetermination and information verification be paid for using existing resources within the Department of Human Services. I believe there was a small administrative cost to making those changes. And then sections 5 and 6 have to do with the refinancing of TANF and the general fund cut that was made to child care assistance that Ms. Adrian's went over on the spreadsheet.
Any questions? Hey, I know not every bill that we heard is in here. We know that we have a reduction of the one-time cut. We did not have any additional money, so most things costing any kind of money didn't make it. And we hope they will maybe make it in the future. And Representative Kulik-Jackson, we see your bill did make it. So that will be very good for many young people. So we're glad to see that. Good. Well, we're going to move the minutes, and then we're going to have some testimony. Representative Rosenthal, you want to move the minutes?
I would love to move the minutes.
Okay. Before you go, Representative Rosenthal moves approval of the minutes for March 18th. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion prevails, and the minutes for March 18th are approved. Thank you, Representative Rosenthal. And with that, we will have some testimony. There are three people that are signed up to testify. First, we'll have Valerie Dosland. Then we'll have Karen Ephraim. And then we'll have Eric Haugy. Welcome to the committee.
Hi. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Valerie Dosland, and I actually come to you wearing many hats today. I am the lobbyist for the Minnesota Child Care Association, which represents licensed child care centers across Minnesota. I'm also the lobbyist for the Minnesota Head Start Association and the Minnesota Community Ed Association. And all three organizations would like to acknowledge the very difficult work and the difficult decisions that you have all had to make this session. And we'd like to thank you for the work that you've done on this bill. While we understand it does have the $7.5 million reduction in the unspent basic sliding fee funds, we appreciate the work you do to prevent long-term cuts or permanent damage to programs that are serving families. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Well, thank you for your comments, and thanks for working with us through the ups and downs of the bill. The way to say that. Dr. Ephraim? Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and members of the committee. My name is Karen Ephraim. I'm here on behalf of EdWatch. We have still several concerns about the bill based on my previous testimony, which I won't all repeat. But I will just say that the charter school language we don't object to in and of itself, but want to point out that if you're going to do 121A.16 through 121A.19, that should include the language in 121A.17 that allows conscientious objection of parents to screening, and that districts are provided, are required to tell parents that they can get their screening done through healthcare providers, that they can conscientiously object, or that they can opt out altogether. And that also applies to our concerns in Section 5 of Article 1 regarding the expansion of screening. There is nothing in the language that speaks to the Early Childhood Advisory Council about parents' rights to opt out. It only talks about interfacing with parents and trying to incentivize them to screen their children earlier, but it doesn't talk about their rights in already established law to opt out and to not participate in screening. So we think that that should be there. We still continue to have concerns about doing the report card, especially based on the kindergarten readiness assessment with all of its issues about validity and the things that are covered in there, and we also have concerns about using federal money in Article 2 for continuing the quality readiness assessment pilot project when there's a $1.4 trillion deficit nationally and many billions locally in the state for a program that is going to be a financial and regulatory burden on the private child care providers, and that imposes the early childhood indicators of progress. So those are our main concerns.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eric Haugi.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. My name is Eric Haugi. I represent Ready for K. I'll be brief and just offer a heartfelt thanks for your leadership this session on early childhood issues and for not making any permanent cuts to early care and education. We recognize it's a difficult year with difficult decisions to be made, and they're not going to get any easier, I think, going forward. So I think that while the $7.5 million reduction in basic sliding fee would have served more than 500 families, permanent cuts to the provider rates or cuts to the base funding for child care assistance, as the governor had proposed, would have caused significantly more damage and further eroded the foundation of the state's child care system. Also, the inclusion of some of the policy changes, especially the recommendation from the CCAP Simplification Task Force and the additional duties to the governor's Early Childhood Advisory Council are welcome as well. So with that, Ready for K is pleased to stand with other organizations like those who have testified today and, of course, our close partner, Child Care Works, to offer our thanks to you and the committee for your hard work and dedication to Minnesota's children. So with that, I'll be happy to stand for any questions.
Well, thank you. I suppose the main question we're probably all thinking is, what is the Senate doing? But we don't know that yet, right?
Madam Chair, I have not heard. So
yeah, that's the worry. Is we'll probably, you know, as this bill splits and goes into conference, and we'll be with K-12 education and health and human services, as we know it, it goes into a whole different ballgame at that point, and it becomes a very small part of two very large bills. So I hope you'll help us keep an eye on that, because I think it's going to be a long end of session here, and we'll need your help along with everybody else. If you like this bill, and let's try to end the session with this bill. And I think it's actually going to be a lot of work to do that, and we'll need everyone's help. So, any questions? Okay. Well, it was a quick meeting, members. With that, the Early Childhood Finance and Policy Committee is adjourned.